Well, welcome to your April Montgomery County Farm Bureau Report. I'm your host, Katie Wilson, manager for Montgomery County, and today we'll travel to the eastern edge of the county as we take some time to visit with newly elected Montgomery County Farm Bureau President, Dennis Hand.
Dennis Hand from Fillmore, lived here all my life, grew up on a grain and livestock farm, started farming with my father and my brother. Now today we're my brother and me and his son, my nephew, farm here in Fillmore, Witt area, south of Nokomis. Grain and cattle right now. We got out of the hog business though back there in the 90s, I guess, when they dipped down, the price did. Run about 1,300 acres, around a third of it is certified organic. We started that a few years back. One of the landladies wished that her farm would be organic and kind of got us thinking. And so we've built a lot of high tensile fence in the last few years and rotational graze cattle. We've increased our cow herd three times over the last couple, 3 years, and rotational graze on the organic to grow our nitrogen and fertility wise with the crop rotation on our organic pieces. And that's what we've been doing, a little bit more labor intensive, but not quite as bad without hogs and everything else. So we've been getting by with that.
I would say switching over some of the acres to organic was a learning experience. I would assume so. And probably you've seen some changes in the land and also in how you operate. Any of those that really stick out to you that you've noticed over the years?
Well, yes. I got to give a lot of credit to my brother. He's the one that took the organic over and went to the Moses Conference. That's a big organic conference out east, and he's went there several years. And traditional, or before that, back 20, 30 years ago, we were switched over a lot to no-till, and we were about as close to 100% no-till as you could get before we started doing the organic. And we just about give, I think, some of our neighbors whiplash when we pulled the plow out for the first time, because organic means no chemicals or no chemical fertilizers. And you had to go back to the cultivator and the older ways of farming back, 50, 60 years ago, where you plowed everything and you worked it down and you cultivated and you rotary hoed and everything else for your weed control. So it was quite a change for us, and still is today.
I can imagine that would be. Speaking of field work, what have neighbors in your area been up to? What have you been seeing around the county? I know rain has probably slowed some things down that we saw over the weekend, but what do things look like in your area of Montgomery County?
Well, they've been hitting it pretty hard. I was thinking we were going to get by pretty good Saturday morning and that, and Saturday it was kind of gloomy and stuff, but then it got us some rain pretty heavy Saturday night. So got about 8 tenths Saturday night. So we got about an inch and 2 or 3 tenths over the weekend. So it's a little damp Monday morning here. Field work wise, we've got some neighbors hit beans pretty hard last week, and then we've got some neighbors got quite a little bit of corn planted around. We've got two or three neighbors that's got corn. A lot of gas going on, anhydrous, and some spraying, some cover crops and such. We have been getting our machinery ready. The calendar's just a little bit too early. We're just still of the old mindset. It's hard to get out there and plant beans before corn, but I think that's what we're thinking. We're going to put some beans in maybe before we jump on the corn planter.
Sounds good. I know there's been a lot of progress made, and it varies on what that progress is, because Montgomery County just varies from north to south and east to west. So sounds good.
Yeah, Dennis, that is correct.
You have been on our Farm Bureau board for a few years now serving as president. But before serving with us, you've got experience on some other boards related to ag in the county. Could you share some of those experiences with us?
Well, a few years back before I, before I was married and started having kids, I was on the livestock feeders board. It was comprised mainly of cattle feeders, represented Old Christian, Montgomery, and some of Macoupin County, Central Illinois livestock feeders. I served as secretary treasurer for a few years, and then I president for a few years. After I got on the livestock feeders board, met my wife, and we ended up having five daughters. I guess we were lucky at that. Five healthy daughters, I'm saying, too, ranging in age now from 29 to 18. And I'm proud to say that there's four of them. Well, four's got a degree and off in the work field. So proud of that. And one's graduating high school this year. And then I got on Soil and Water Board. I'm still presently on the Soil and Water, Montgomery County Soil and Water Board there. I was associate and then became a director on that. Been active in the church and KC's and such as at Nokomis and for several years now. But then I was asked to be on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, and I know my father had served on it years ago, and he enjoyed serving on the Farm Bureau board, so I thought I'd give it a try, and pleased to get nominated and elected to president. Hope I can live up to the predecessor's well-being.
Well, I think you're off to a great start, and we're just adding another one of these boards to your resume of things you've served on. I did want to ask, do you have anything that you are looking forward to while serving as president, or goals that you have in mind that you'd like to share?
Well, I hopefully we can maintain our relationship with the county board and our elected officials to keep our voice out there for them, you know, so they know what we're thinking. We kind of wonder what they think or what's in their mind sometimes, and we've got to kind of keep them educated on what's our concerns. You know, we don't want to take for granted that they think they know it all. We got to educate them a little bit and try to steer them in the right direction on things that pertain to the landowners' property rights and the public's food source. You know, we try to work and be good stewards of the land and good neighbors to our urban followers. Also, we farming is a little bit cliched. I think people don't realize how many hats a farmer's got to wear when he is. They think, oh, they just drive tractors and up and down the road, and that's it. But there's several hats that we've got to compete with and wear and challenge us out here that I think we need to keep in front and be a positive role model for farming and farmers in general.
I think you'd agree with me, Dennis. One of the best ways to educate people and keep them in touch with what all farming entails. One of the best ways to do that is to get involved on local boards, and Farm Bureau being one of those that you can get involved on.
Absolutely. And we try to sponsor things to help educate our children, ag in the classroom. We've been very, very good program for grade school kids and stuff, educating them where the food source comes from and everything. And then the CEO we've been sponsoring or helping with that program, entrepreneurship in the counties and rural areas. I think that's always a plus. That's really what this country's built on, is entrepreneurs, and the future lies in that area, I believe.
And once again, we've been visiting with newly elected Montgomery County Farm Bureau President of Fillmore, Dennis Hand. For WSMI, I'm Katie Wilson.